Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Activating now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
Buckle up. He's going to put on a show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What steals the show is when Del Tufo just laughs.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Bills offensive tackle Deion Dawkins. Coming up, senior Steelers writer for The Athletic, Mark Cavalli. Plus, senior NBA writer for The Ringer, Howard Beck. And now, filling in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Hut, hut, hi! Hut, hut, hi!
There we go. Welcome in, hour number two. The Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here, filling in for Rich, having a ball here on a Friday. We come in and it's like, Saturday, Sunday. Now it's like Aaron Donald retirement day.
Right?
You know
Crazy.
What I mean? It's like, it's unreal. You know, I came in, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm prepared. And then all of a sudden, we've got a first hour and Brockman comes over. Hey, we got breaking news. And you know what the hard part about it is? Is like, you know, something big is going on. I'm over here watching and staring at these cameras, you know, trying to see the room. And I can see that something big is happening. And you're like,
you looked at me and I was like,
I'm like, bro, I don't know. You know, he's like, we got something big. And then you break the news. Aaron Donald, to me, that breaking Aaron Donald is retiring from the National Football League. And now, you know, I'm still trying to get back into the routine of what the show was about, but you can't. This is one of the NFL's greatest players ever. Like, I'm just putting him in ever. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
At some point, when we talk about Aaron Donald, when it comes to when he gets to the Hall of Fame, I can't talk about defensive linemen without mentioning his name. I mean, that was one of the criteria. I remember having this conversation with buddies of mine, that you think about the contribution to the game of that player. And when you say, man, I can't talk about the position without this player, that to me is a criteria for a Hall of Famer. If I say defensive tackle, Aaron Donald better be the one that comes to mind first, right? You throw some other guys, obviously, you know.
Depends on, like we were saying,
depends on the age
of the person, because some of the baddest men of all time that played in the NFL played that position.
Correct. I think it is about eras. But for a guy in that era, from 2014,
this era right now,
from his 10-year, he made it, like you mentioned, he made the Pro Bowl.
Ten for ten.
Single. As a rookie who didn't start the season.
He didn't get his first start until October 13th of his rookie. So that's what, week five, four, five?
I had a buddy of mine. I won't put him out here, but I remember where he made, first 2 years, made back-to-back Pro Bowl. I want to say he made Pro Bowls 3 years in a row, his first 3 years in the league. And he was like, baby, I'm better than McDonald's. I'm 3 for 3. I'm not 2 for 2. I'm 3 for 3. Aaron Donald was like 10 for 10. Though.
You better tell us who that was.
I spell that one. He's like, I'm 3 for 3, baby. I'm better than McDonald's. But Aaron Donald was 10 for 10, man.
10 for 10.
And it's great, man. You know, and shout out to Deion Dawkins, by the way, left tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He had just joined us. And to get perspective of a current player that Deion was talking about, it saying, look, when you play against Aaron Donald, like, that's game breaker. That's the guy who we got to block this guy no matter what we do. In order for us to block for our quarterback or keep our quarterback upright, we got to block number 99 for the Los Angeles Rams because he's a game changer. He's a game wrecker. So shout out to Deion Dawkins, by the way. I forgot to mention that Deion has his 2024 ACL series. And I'm not talking about the knee. I'm talking about cornhole, baby.
There we go. I want it on that.
You all love my cornhole. That's right. Big news. I am the co-commish for the 2024 ACL Super Bowl series. kicking in the door to get the shine outside our helmets we need. We have 32 of my football boys paired up with 32 ACL pros. So the 2024 ACL series cornhole for Deion Dawkins, man, two-time representative for the Buffalo Bills, Walter Payton, man of the year. And great to get his perspective on Aaron Donald because, again, this is, man, I'm still trying to, because I'm trying to put it in words that we have to understand how great of a player this is who walks away from the National Football League. And he walks away on top, right? There's certain players who walk away because of injury. They walk away because of contract restructures. They walk away because, you know, they just don't want to do it anymore. And I think for Aaron Donald, it was time. And he's talked about this 2 years ago. Remember, he wanted to retire 2 years ago. They won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
He thought about it.
Yep.
When he was 8 for 8. And now he's 10 for 10. 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls. He's an All-Pro this year. You continue to see him. I've also seen Aaron Donald not make a play in a game, but still was the most dominant player in the game. I want to say that again.
Say
it
one more time.
Did not make a play in the game.
No stats.
No stats. But still was like the most dominant player on the field.
Yeah, you watch the film, you're like, oh, 99, he's the best player in this game right now.
Yeah, that dude's like, just watch.
So you wonder why this
just
guy held back. Right tackles, it's because four people were watching 99, right. So that.
Yeah. Yeah, I put up the poll, best defensive player drafted after 2000.
Yes.
So Aaron Donald's kind of running away with it, 61%.
Okay.
20% for Ed Reed, 13% J.J. Watt, 6% for Darrelle Revis. Some other options, Troy Polamalu. Some guy said he's light years ahead of Ed Reed.
Ooh.
Actually, Ed has more All-Pros and twice as many career interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Ed has 7 touchdowns.
Different players, though.
Troy's got 3. Different type of players.
Different type of players. That's a big thing.
Getting a few T.J. Watts, Brian Urlacher, Luke Kuechly, Von Miller, Chris Jones.
All great players, too.
Some of the other
great
ones.
Great players.
And you know what else? Like, a lot of times with social media, like, when people don't understand something that happens in a sport, they'll be like, explain this in NBA terms or explain this in NFL terms.
Right. Sure.
So I'm sitting here thinking, how do I explain this in NBA terms to someone who doesn't get it? And I come up with, you just find out Giannis retired 11 years.
Wow.
And that's kind of like the closest thing I could come up to right now off the top of the head. Just imagine that, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo retired. That's
two-time MVP.
Two-time MVP.
NBA champion.
You know, seven-time All-Star in 11 seasons.
I like that.
Five-time All-Defensive.
I like that.
That's pretty solid now.
Because that's how we analyze things now, right? Especially when we talk about, like, the NFL. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, who does he remind you of?
Yeah, there's always.
You know what I mean?
He reminds
me of a young Montana. He's a young Montana with better feet. You know what I mean? Like, okay, what does that mean? But I like this comparison that his Aaron Donald NBA comparison is Giannis, because a guy who came in and just worked from the time he was in there, obviously changed his body and what he looks like. And his body is kind of a feature for, like, wow, this is.
That's true.
This is a specimen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Giannis wasn't rookie of the year, though, was he?
No.
Remember, Giannis was like a stick
like
figure.
Like a beanpole, kind of. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he learned about weights and smoothies and protein shakes. This dude got some massive shoulders. But, man, you know what time it is? BPR time.
Let's go.
Yeah. Brockman's Powerless Rankings. Yes. I've been waiting for this, man. So, Brockman, guess what? The floor is yours,
hey,
my man.
Hey, play my music.
Let me have your attention for a moment.
And now it's Brockman's Powerless Rankings.
This is shame.
Okay, Kirk, rundown, since you've never been here for one of these before, right?
First
We've
time.
Done a couple of these. Kind of break these out every once in a while. So, Rich has his power rankings.
Okay.
Obviously, the best of things.
Yes.
Powerless. This is the bottom 10. This is the 10 worst. DJ, you know you do not want to be on the powerless rankings.
No, wow. I'm kind of nervous.
You do this not want to be in the bottom 10.
This is shame.
This is shame.
So this is the NFL Free Agency Powerless Rankings Moves Edition.
Okay.
These are the 10 kind of worst moves so far during NFL Free Agency. All right, reverse order, because that's how we do it. Number 10. Aaron Rodgers, just everything that he's currently doing right now, totally stupid and a bad idea. Stick to football. All right, number 9, move on.
That was a quick one.
All right, number 9, Geno Smith's job security. What's going on there, okay? Seattle acquires Sam Howell from Washington.
Okay.
Also, you know, I saw Lewis Riddick and others point out, Seattle, not a bad spot for Justin Fields, to be honest, to go in there. Geno's only on a cheap deal, $12 million this year. Is it really his job? Great season 2 years ago, last year, back down to earth. Geno Smith, job security.
It's competition. That's what you do. You hired Mike McDonald as your head coach. Now Ryan Grubb is the offensive coordinator. They want to preach competition. So you get Sam Howell, Geno Smith, you battle it out, maybe bring in a rookie in, maybe a guy who's not necessarily ready to play right away, but can morph into that position. This is one of those second, third round pick quarterbacks incoming in the draft. But there is no job security for Geno Smith. Like, you got to compete again. New head coach.
Yep.
I played for six coaches in 8 years of my NFL career. Every year was competition. Like, oh, new head coach. Ah, here we go again. Like, you can't rest on your laurels. Sorry, right. No more Pete Carroll. Geno Smith, you got to compete again, brother.
Good luck, dog.
All right, number eight. The Arizona Cardinals' empty wide receiver room. Now, look, I know that they're probably going to take a wide receiver at number four, unless someone comes up with a nice offer to trade down. But Rondale Moore,
gone.
Shipped to Atlanta.
Yep.
Marquise Brown, he's now in Kansas City. Who's there right now to catch passes from the very happy Kyler Murray that Aaron Donald has retired? Greg Dortch?
How about to say it?
He's like 5'6". All due respect to Greg Dortch. So, look, I'm sure they'll take someone in the draft. But as of right now, wide receiver room for Kyler Murray is kind of empty. Number seven.
Wow.
All these loser Giant fans hating on Saquon Barkley, get over yourself, all right?
Yeah.
Look, no loyalty. Tiki Barber, you're dead to me. Come on, get out of here.
He said it jokingly.
I don't care. The fact that he said it at all, what are we doing, Tiki? You fumbled the football so much, like, get out of here.
Okay, so
let's pause here.
I'm going to pause here on the BPR because this was a topic of conversation in the group chat yesterday. Because you have this whole little feud going between Ryan Clark and Tiki Barber. Ryan Clark, on his Pivot podcast, was saying how Tiki Barber treated him when he was his early years in his career with the Giants. And that nobody really messes fools with Tiki. Tiki, you're not like that. So you have to have a relationship with the player to actually joke around like that. Like, if I walked off this set right now and I said, TJ, Brockman, Del Tufo, y'all dead to me. I'm out of here.
We probably laugh.
You would probably laugh. You know what I'm saying? You laugh like, oh, this guy. But for Saquon to take it the way that he did, that just told me, Tiki, you didn't have that relationship with him to even jokingly say that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I get it. I just want to bring that up because Tiki was joking, but you can't be joking with a guy who you actually not that tight with. Like, I don't even know if they can call each other on the phone. It doesn't sound like they have each other's number. How about that?
But when you say it with a big smile, and I'll let you keep going, Chris, and like, ah, you're dead to me. That I think if people watched it before they reacted, they'd feel differently about it. But I don't like the Giants or the Eagles, so whatever. They're all dead to me.
Okay. All right. Unpause.
All right, unpause. All right, Giants fans, get over yourself. All right, number six. Every year in the NFL, there's teams, the playoff turnover is like 50%, right?
Right. It's always who's the team that goes from last to first.
I'm kind of circling this team as they were in last year. They're out next. The Dolphins. Mass exodus. They lose Gerald. Christian Wilkins. They lost a lot of good players.
Van Ginkle?
In free agency, Van Ginkle was a beast for that.
Don't care.
Here we go.
The
losses. Are you ready? Here we go.
Losses.
Emmanuel Ogba. Xavier Howard, Jerome Baker, Brandon Jones, Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, Robert Hunt, Raekwon Davis, and Deshaun Elliott.
Wow.
That's a mass exodus.
You might be on something there, Chris.
that's a mass exodus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of good players who are no longer there for Miami. So just circling that right now. It's March.
Okay. That's a good one.
Top five of the power less rankings, as always.
Top five.
You do not want to be on this list.
Okay.
Please don't find me on this list.
The Chargers depleted pass catchers.
Ooh.
And okay. I'm talking about Keenan Allen traded to the Bears. Mike Williams cut. Gerald Everett, he gone.
He gone.
Austin Eckler, he gone. I mean, Justin Herbert's like, yes, I finally have a great offensive head coach. Wait, well, who am I getting the ball to?
Oh, don't forget Austin Eckler. Yeah.
Oh, he said
Austin,
that.
Yeah. Oh, he said Eckler. That's right. Eckler.
Yeah. Is he Will Smith in the living room looking around?
It's the season finale of Fresh Prince. He's like, where did everybody go?
Well, he does have Will Disley and Hayden Hurst.
Oh, Hayden Hurst did. Okay. Cool. That's a good tight end. Cool. Hayden Hurst is all right.
A lot of pressure now on Justin Herbert. A lot of pressure now. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Kirk, a lot of pressure on that front office, Chris, too?
No.
Get him some play. Josh Palmer is left?
Yeah, this is Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnston,
okay. First round pick. Waiting for him to step up.
Yeah, dropped a lot of crucial passes.
Are they going to draft Roma Dunze 5? Do they trade down?
That's
going to
be the question.
Somebody else? One of those.
Is it Roma Dunze? Is it Brock Bowers? Malik Nabers? Those are the big names that I'm hearing.
Get one of those guys.
But a lot of pressure. I mean, I did see the meme today of Justin Herbert actually throwing the ball in the air to himself. So that's what's like kind of been circulating.
He did a Mr. Perfect. A little Kurt Henning action.
Yeah, there it is. Running, yeah.
Great All right, video. Top four. Number four, the Titans overpaying for Calvin Ridley. Oh, ooh. Boy. 29-year-old Calvin. Titans fans so upset that I just pointed out facts on Twitter the other day. Yeah. Didn't want to pay 26-year-old A.J. Brown, but 29-year-old Calvin Ridley gets 90 mil. Ooh, baby.
I got a feeling we may revisit viral moment this week. A viral tweet went out by one Brockman. We may revisit that in a later segment.
Number three, the Panthers absolutely fleeced for Brian Burns. Absolutely fleeced. A second and a fifth for Brian Burns.
Yeah.
When you had an offer 2 years ago, two number ones and a number two, what are we doing? Number two, Justin Fields starting options for 2024. Those have dried up fast. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be a starting quarterback this fall. And number one, I'm sorry, TJ, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys asleep at the wheel during NFL free agency. What is going on in Dallas? Mm-hmm. And those are the powerless rankings.
All right.
NFL free agency.
Yeah, I see that. Trent Sieg, though, that's a huge signing for the Cowboys.
Thank you, Kirk Morrison.
That was the one that was on there.
Look, man, special teams is a vital part. Thank you. Finally, a guy who gets it. They were trying to disrespect him all week, Kirk. It was ridiculous.
Have fun with that. How about that? All right. You know what? Appreciate the BPR, Brockman's powerless rankings.
I appreciate the first nine.
It's time we got to talk about my new favorite team. Ooh. And none other who can help us out, my guy, Mark Caballi, senior Steelers writer for The Athletic. Talk about my new favorite team. How about those Steelers?
Here we go.
Coming up next year on the Rich Eisen Show.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. With Indeed, everything hiring is all in one place, and it makes it so easy. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences each day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join the more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Indeed.com/podcast. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What was going through your head when David Baker appeared all of a sudden, Bill?
You know, I had absolutely no idea. And the ironic part of it was that I sat down that morning with my wife, Veronica. You know, I talked about it. I said, I don't think I'm going to get in, and I'm okay with it. I almost put some closure on it. And I was okay. You know, when I came in, no one really said anything. We weren't discussing it. I thought, well, that's being pretty professional. I appreciated them kind of like giving me my space from it all. And I was getting ready to do an eye vision with Phil Simms and talking about Lamar Jackson. And next thing I turn around, I see David Baker. And we all know what he stands for. And And it just was a lot of things to try to process at the time. It's kind of why I thought this is the way I thought this was going to be. I thought I was going to get a call that says, hey, you know, you were close, but you didn't get in. And we'd all find out on Tuesday night or something because it's going to air on Wednesday. And, yeah, it was almost surreal. And it's so funny. I sat back and watched Jimmy Johnson. The same thing happened to him on the halftime of the second game on Sunday after he got home. And I know exactly what he was feeling. As a matter of fact, I had to put out a tweet, and the first thing I thought about is, you know, did Adam Sandler really know that he had two future Hall of Fame players watching Bobby Boucher and the water park? And Jimmy Johnson and I were down there, and I remember Jimmy and I, this is like 1997, 98, whatever it was. And and Adam actually, I think, has since then retweeted. I said, but we're talking about Boogie Boos, Bobby Boucher, and he's saying he's like Zach Taylor. I go, no, he's like Greg Lloyd. And he goes, whatever. And so it's going to be really, really kind of fun to kind of get reunited with Jimmy over that little one.
That's fantastic, Bill. I mean, that is just great. Fire.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. And I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We turn our attention to Pittsburgh. I've said it before, my new favorite team in the NFL. That's right. The Pittsburgh Steelers. And on to talk about the Steelers, he's my guy, Mark Caboli, senior Steelers writer for The Athletic. Mark, thank you for joining me. I see the background, what's going on here, because it's been a big day in the NFL. We are saying goodbye to Aaron Donald in terms of announcing his retirement, and it seems like you're in a place where Aaron Donald frequented, I should say.
Well, currently frequents, too. I mean, there's a number of times I walk in this pit facility behind me here, which has about 9-10 pictures of Aaron Donald on the wall here, and he's working out right on the side over here. So I'm a little bit shocked I haven't seen him yet. And it is the Aaron Donald weight room right across the street right here. So I like to say this is the house that Aaron Donald built here. Yeah. And that's where we're at.
There it is. The house that Aaron Donald built is where Mark Caboli is talking to us here for right now. But I mentioned it before, my new favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They pulled off, I would say, the biggest move in free agency so far in signing quarterback Russell Wilson, a $1.2 million deal, very much a bargain for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think a lot of people had the Steelers and Russell Wilson on their bingo card, but yet the number was pulled. What happened in that meeting, that visit with Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a lot of players, if not all the players, really respect Mike Tomlin. So
right.
That's number one. That's what got him in the door and talking here. And once you get him in the door and you start talking to Mike Tomlin, I mean, it's pretty hard to get out the door right there because both of them are very smooth talkers, as in Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson, who just finished up a news conference here a little bit ago. Russell was speaking glowingly of the organization. And, you know, what I found kind of interesting of what he said, Kirk, was he's looking to have a good 5 to 7 years left. Mm. 5 to 7 years left. That's into his early 40s.
Yeah.
If you can get that out of him, that's great right there. So I don't think this was on anybody's radar until he showed up here. Maybe if it was a goodwill gesture of bringing him in here because he has some ties with some of the minority owners. However he got in here, once he got here, it was pretty known quickly that he wasn't leaving.
But Mark, my thing is this. The Steelers won 10 games last year. They went 10-7. They make the playoffs. Adding Russell Wilson to a quarterback room that will be without Mitch Trubisky, it'll be without Mason Rudolph. Kenny Pickett is still there, but I thought it was something to be said that last year when Kenny Pickett was healthy, that Mike Tomlin still went with Mason Rudolph as his quarterback. I think that Russell Wilson is an upgrade. A team that went 10-7 now has Russell Wilson. Does this make the Pittsburgh Steelers a now contender, not just for the division, but for maybe an AFC title?
Well, they have a couple more things to go after here to clean up a little bit. Right. You know, they got rid of Deontay Johnson, so their wide receiver room's a little bit light right now. But I'm sure General Manager Omar Khan has something up his sleeve here relatively soon to address that. And they got to add a couple more pieces on defense as well. They did add Patrick Queen as well, which is a substantial get on defense for a team that was lacking an inside linebacker. But, you know, I was a little bit skeptical myself of Russell Wilson. I mean, he hasn't had the best of 2 or 3 years right now. But just to see him talking and presenting himself to the media and some of the stories he was telling, the guy is an absolute 100% leader. And if he can only play partly as well as he shows that he can lead, this team's going to be extremely difficult. I mean, they got a decent offensive line. They got two really, really good running backs right now in Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. Like I said, they had to add a couple more pieces. Russell's still going to have to play well moving forward, better than he has in the past couple of years. But my goodness, he really won people over, I think, today with just how he brings a different type of leadership to this room. We've seen Roethlisberger here for 18 years. He led in a different way. The past 3 years, they've been, you know, looking for guys when they had Pickett and they had Trubisky, and those guys weren't in that same position. But Russell Wilson showed he's a pro's pro. And like I said, if he's only a fraction of what he showed here about an hour ago on the field, this team will be a very difficult team to beat.
Senior Steelers writer for The Athletic, Mark Cabali, joining the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. And Mark, I know that Mike Tomlin is going to tell us there's a competition at quarterback. Yeah. Is there really a competition at quarterback between Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett? Does Kenny Pickett have a legitimate shot at winning this quarterback job? Or is it just Russell Wilson by nature? It's going to be him, and we just don't even have to wait for week one. Just give it to Russell.
Yeah, you know, I like Kenny Pickett. I think he'll eventually figure things out right here, but you're not bringing in Russell. I mean, who are we kidding here? We're not bringing in Russell Wilson to be a – he's going to have to fail miserably in the preseason and training camp, and even then he's probably going to get the benefit of the doubt during the season right here. So, I mean, Russell was very, very careful of how he laid out that question that was asked to him, if he's the starter or if he's coming in to compete. He knows darn well he doesn't want to ruffle any feathers right now. That's not the time nor the place to do it right now. But Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback of your Pittsburgh Steelers, barring injury, barring him. I mean, there's nothing else I can see than him not starting the season as the starter than an injury. I mean, other than that, he's your starter.
You know, Mark, one of the things that I did hear throughout the season, maybe it was more of the exit interviews, and it was from Najee Harris. And I remember him saying the word, we need more leadership, leadership within leadership. And everybody was pointing to Mike Tomlin. And he's saying, no, they wanted more players to take owner of leadership. I did think the Pittsburgh Steelers grabbed two leaders. You've already mentioned one. Russell Wilson becomes a leader of the football team, not just of the offense. But then you also bring in Patrick Queen, who was a leader on that defense for the Baltimore Ravens. He now brings his leadership in a role at linebacker where I was waiting for the Steelers to call me last year because they had nobody at middle linebacker. But I thought even in this offseason, they've got two quality leadership role players that I thought that they didn't have in the last couple years to say.
Actually, Kirk, you may have been too expensive for them last year.
You're right, Mark. Let them know.
They were going a little bit lower than that, trying to figure out with all these injuries here. But the good thing about Patrick Queen is he's still a really young guy.
Absolutely.
He's 24. Yeah. And he doesn't need to be a leader on this team or on this defense. You got Cam Hayward. You got Minkah Fitzpatrick. You got TJ Watt. You got Alex Highsmith, so he can worry right now just about doing his job at a position that they really, really were lacking the past couple of seasons. I mean, they do have a Landon Roberts, who's a veteran, and he's a very good player still to this day, and I think he's in his 30s. But the leadership on the flip side, and I think you hit that nail on the head right there, is on that offense was a bunch of young guys. It just seemed like they were just – looking for somebody to lead. I mean, Deontay Johnson tried to, but he did it in a weird way that really didn't resonate. But now with the Russell Wilson, that too is something you just cannot just forget about, a reason why they brought Russell Wilson in. I think more than anything, he is a leader, and he's going to be showing up a lot. Patrick Queen, like I said, a 24-year-old inside linebacker where they've been searching for a guy since the Ryan Shazier tragic injury of, what, 7-8 years ago? Mm-hmm. They've went down every path possible to try to find one, and they haven't been able to find one. This guy seems like the player that they've been looking for, a young guy that could just help this defense out tremendously. I mean, so, yeah, leadership on that offense, and that's what they needed. And Najee's right. I mean, who do you turn to? There's only so much the head coach can do. At times, somebody has to step up on that offensive side of the ball and say, this is how things are. And I think they got that with Russell.
You know, Mark, Mike Tomlin tries to deflect this question, but it is a real question. He goes into the final year of his contract as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. A deal, it seems to be imminent. He says he's not worried about it. He's in a good place with the Rooney family, and they'll get something done. But until it gets done, he enters his final year of a contract. And yes, we all know Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if no contract gets done, is it at least obviously 500 season or better? But does this team have to win a playoff game, which they haven't done in, what, almost 10 years?
Yeah, it's been a while. I think it's been 7 years since they've won a playoff
game. 7 years. It's closer to 10 for me, right?
They've lost like three times in a row. They lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, you know, that deal's pretty much rubber stamped done. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Rooneys obviously like to have cohesion on their organization, and nobody loves a guy more than Mike Tomlin. And you know what? Deshaun Elliott was talking today, too, the safety they got from Miami. Right. And he just said, hey, there's not a guy in this league that does not want to play for Mike Tomlin. And just watching Mike Tomlin next to these guys talking, these free agents, and the smile he was having, it was like he was watching one of his sons grow up. He still loves the game.
Yeah.
He loves the game more than anything. You see him out on the practice field. He hasn't stepped. He's 52 years old today. Birthday today. Happy birthday, Mike, if you're watching, you know. He hasn't slowed down one bit. So I think it's just a matter of putting pen to paper. They like to do it in their own terms. A lot of times that's not until right before the training camp starts. So Art Rooney came out and already said it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. So I wouldn't worry too much about that, of him re-signing. Like I said, I would assume historically that's done 2 days before training camp, so look for it in July. He's not going to be a lame duck guy.
I got you. Hey, last question for you, Mark, before I get you out of here. I'm looking at all the guys, the losses in terms of the Pittsburgh Steelers: Trubisky, Harvin, Okafor, Cole, Neal, Robinson, Patrick Peterson, the trade for Deontay Johnson, no more Rudolph, and Armon Watts as well. So with all those losses, what do you think will be the next addition for this team so far after Deshaun Elliott, Dante Jackson? They've got a couple of guys. But what will be the next addition you think this team goes after? And I know as it sits right now, it's March 15th, but they're at pick number 20. Where do you think this kind of leans next for an addition to this Pittsburgh Steelers football team?
Well, they have to address the wide receiver position. They only have George Pickens, who's a tremendous athlete. But other than that, you got Calvin Austin, who – you know, he played sparingly, but he's good. I mean, he's fast guy. He's one of the faster guys around. So they'll address the wide receiver position at some point. People are clamoring for Tyler Boyd. I know they have had preliminary talks. I'm not quite sure where that's going to go, but Tyler Boyd could be an addition here of wide receiver. If not, I mean, you got guys like Hunter Renfro. So a receiver position going to be happening here in free agency before you know it. As for the draft, I mean, they want to build the trenches, and to build the trenches, that's how Andy Weidel, the assistant GM, learned to do it in Philly. That's how they want to do it here in Pittsburgh. You could see them taking, Powers Jackson from Oregon, the center. They're pretty light at center. You could take him Mims from Georgia, a tackle in the first round, 20th overall, then they would probably address the wide receiver position in the second round. But I fully anticipate a big, nasty, ugly offensive lineman in that first 20 picks.
Sounds about right when you talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Mark Kabali, I appreciate the time, brother. Live from the house that Aaron Donald built, man. Thank you again for the time, Mark.
All right, guys. All right, Kirk.
I appreciate it, man. That's Mark Kabali, the senior Steelers writer for The Athletic, covering my 2024 favorite team, your Pittsburgh Steelers. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Clap.
A lot to digest there, and more. Some of the news is still coming in from the NFL world. So more to get to right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Can't wait to get back here. Kirk Morrison here, filling in for Rich.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What could you do? Like, what's the move that you could actually perform?
Oh, man.
Right
you know
now?
What? I can kick a guy in the nuts without actually kicking him in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Hold on a minute.
No, it's my party trick. I guarantee you, I won't hurt you.
So,
I'll take my tank kickers off.
Could this be sanctioned? Can she try to
kick? Yeah.
Okay.
Literally.
Who would volunteer for this work?
Come on. You just have to spread your legs. And wish for the best.
Mike, Del Tufo.
I mean, we'll both do it.
What are we about to attempt to do right here?
Kick him in the nuts.
Without actually hurting him.
Yeah, exactly.
But you will make contact.
I'll make contact, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but you will not hurt him.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. You have no desire to have children anyway.
No, I'm good. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
WWE Superstar Page.
We'll see.
Do we have go ahead and hit it there, Jenny. Here we go.
All right, spread him for me. Okay, ready? If I was you, I'd pull your shorts up a little bit just so I can have a bullseye. You know?
There we go.
Got it. Jeez.
All right, ready?
This is great.
We'll see if this works or not.
She's laughing.
This
once I know.
All right, Paige, how about it? Superstar Paige, here we go.
There we go.
Contact. I just slapped him on the butt.
No contact.
Yeah.
You're up next.
That was a good slap on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris is up next.
Right.
Uh-oh. Ready, spread him.
You're the one who was making fun of her. So there we go.
Oh! It just hurts on your butt.
Are you serious? Are you serious, Chris?
I'm 7.
Oh! Yeah. Vince McMahon, take note. Yeah. All right, fight with my family. Fight with my family.
I'm sorry.
Go check it out.
It was like.
Well done. Fantastic.
That's right. Welcome back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. And I want to tell you about GameTime.co. That's right. GameTime.co. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. You know why? GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seats, and their best price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. Views from all seats in the venue, you get that lowest price guarantee. Event cancellation protection. Yeah, we saw that a couple days ago, right? Guy comes out for the concert, says, I can't do it, I'm sick. Guess what? You got the cancellation protection. Job loss protection as well. See the view from that seat before you buy, though, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. all-in prices, show your total upfront, not these hidden fees that every time you go other places and you talk about, oh, I got a ticket for 100 and you go check out and it's 150. No, what happened to the 100? You don't have to worry about that. You know what you're getting. It's a great deal before you check out. Buy tickets in seconds with just quick two taps. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even a half hour after it starts. It's the place to find the last minute seats. Find the exclusive deals, zone deals. Game Time guarantee means you'll get the price that you want, the best price. If you find the tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of that difference. So look, let's take the guesswork out of all of it, everybody. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use code RICH. That's right, R-I-C-H. For $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, write and create an account. That's right. Create it and redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. GameTime.co. That was a meaty read right there. That's a monster read, man. Oh, appreciate it. First time through, by the way.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Oh, yeah, because that's the first time you've seen it.
That's right? The first time I've seen it, you know? And shout out to Mike, here. Our producer in the back, was like, yeah, you got Game Time. I said, whoa. I looked at it, and I got nervous for a second, but you know what? You got to battle through.
Well, I mean, you're a professional.
So
what
well,
you
I'm a professional. Yeah. And so sometimes the unknown sometimes scares us a little bit. But then when you actually see the plan and you start to work it out, it's like, oh, I get it. I understand it. Boom. But now when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings, I see I don't know the plan. I don't know what the plan
Nobody
is.
Fellas.
I'm Nobody trying to figure
does.
Out the plan. And look, I have a – so last year my favorite team was the Minnesota Vikings. Every year I pick a favorite team.
I was about to say, okay.
Yeah, last year was the Minnesota Vikings. And one of the reasons why, because my college quarterback is their head coach, Kevin O'Connell. So love the dude. It's my guy. You know, I send him a shoot him a text, you know, when they win – and they go get him next time if they lose. But, you know, obviously, haven't shot him a text since he lost Kirk Cousins this week. But the Minnesota Vikings made it a trade this morning when I thought the news would slow down. Right? When I thought that the Keenan Allen being traded from the Chargers to the Bears was enough last night. That would get me through the weekend. Nope. On my drive on the 405 down here to the luxurious Rich Eisen Studios here. The trade, the Vikings decided to send, they wanted a first-round pick. They wanted that Texans first-round pick. That is pick 23. So they were able to get the Texans 23 overall pick, and they got a seventh-round pick. But in exchange, they gave the Texans two number twos and one sixth-rounder. That number, there's a number two this year and a sixth-round pick this year. And in 2025, they'll also give that Texans their second-round pick. Everybody's saying that, guess what now? The Minnesota Vikings, they've got picks. They've got 11. They've got 23. They have an opportunity to trade up in the draft now. They've got draft capital. They can trade up maybe even to number three. Who stands at number three, by the way, right now, Brockman?
Pats.
The Pats.
Pats okay. are sitting at number three.
They're at three.
We need a quarterback, too.
You do need a quarterback.
So yeah. What are we doing?
trying to figure it out. So there you have it. Okay, the Minnesota Vikings with two picks now in the first round. Pick 11, pick 23. Probably going to need a little bit more for them to have to get up to number three. And is that enough for Elliott Wolf? See, I like to say that now. The general manager for the New England. Unofficially. They're doing things different in New England now.
Director of scouting, I think, is his official title. Yeah, but if you're New England,
yeah,
you do this deal. You do say the ones that I'm seeing proposed this morning were 11 and 23, and then a 2025 first rounder, and then maybe another kind of fourth round pick on top of that. So four total picks, three total number ones, two this year to trade down. And give Minnesota number three so they can take Drake May. That's the kind of the better odds
I would
now.
Do the deal.
You would I'm do the deal?
I would do the deal. Absolutely do the deal. Because we're talking about the new direction of the New England Patriots. I think that getting a quarterback for them is not what they need to rebuild that roster. Okay.
Yeah, bad roster.
It's a bad roster. Yeah. That's what proved last. We can mask it and say, you know what? It was the quarterback. I don't think it was all about Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi and those guys. I think really we saw a really bad New England roster. And now to have, if they were able to make this trade and have 11, 23, and then a first rounder for the following year, think about who their new head coach is. Gerard Mayo.
Yep.
Linebacker.
Linebacker.
Good you line. Say, okay, let's do it this way. But then I am a guy who has recency bias and say, well, I did see the last rookie linebacker head coach in the league stand on business and draft a quarterback at 2.
And then trade
and
back
then
up.
trade back up and get Will Anderson.
Get a linebacker okay? at 3.
So D'Amico Ryans and right. the Texans went out and said, you know what? We do need the quarterback. We got C.J. Stroud. And then you got Will Anderson. Both, by the way, Will Anderson, offensive, I mean, defensive player of the year, rookie of the year. C.J. Stroud, offensive rookie of the year.
Yep.
All right, D'Amico Ryans, second in coach of the year vote. Like, they nailed it, hit a home run. So I'm trying to figure out, as I look at both sides of it, that New England's in, okay? Because I feel like Minnesota is trying to get up. This week, the Vikings sold me. And this is why I have to stop believing sometimes what people are saying in the press conferences. Because then you start to believe. You drink the Kool-Aid. I got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Because just as much as they told me that Sam Darnold is a guy who they targeted and he's their guy and has his best football in front of him, when you make a trade like this with Houston and now gain opportunity to make another trade to get up higher, Sam Darnold went from a starter to a bridge in 5 minutes. Like, he still could be the starter this year, but you're also positioning yourself that you may get a quarterback if you trade up, or you can sit back. Does Bo Nix fall to number 23, or is he at 11, I should say?
You can get him at 11.
You can get him at 11.
Will we fall to 23? Will Michael Penix fall to 23?
Is there a quarterback that you like and fall in love with that may be at 11? Like, that's the game. We're still a month and a half away from the NFL draft. We got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go.
Speculation, like I told you, I hate it. But that's just what's going to happen, because that's all we're going to hear. But the Minnesota Vikings are positioning themselves right now to make a play for the quarterback position after losing Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, I don't know what people think about him, but you know, I kind of saw the comments of Cam Newton, and I get it. Cam Newton has a type of way about what Kirk Cousins has earned in the National Football League. He got that kind of money, and he ain't won but one playoff game, and this is okay. But Kirk Cousins has leveraged the system the way that a lot of players wish they could have. Kirk Cousins is the only player to bet on himself. Kirk
over
Cousins,
again,
you tell me when Kirk Cousins had a deal with dead money. No, he ain't never took no dead cap money. If you're going to sign me, you're going to sign me to this deal. And a lot of teams could have just said, no, we're not doing that. But there's a belief and a trust in Kirk Cousins that's how the Atlanta Falcons said, you know what, we trust this. Even if he's coming off of injury, we know the player that we're getting. And I don't know if he's going to get you playoff wins and this, but what we believe is we're a better team having Kirk Cousins, and we're much better. And we can think that we surround him with the pieces that he's already got, some young guys who need to grow. He is going to bring the most out of our young players. That's what they're going. Minnesota obviously had a number in mind. And that number was something that Kirk Cousins looked and said, nah, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm going to run on over here to Atlanta.
No, sir, not me.
Yeah, what it said, yesterday's price
today's
is
price.
Not today's price. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so now Minnesota is now in this position to where you look at their division now. Detroit, best team in the division right now? NFC North? Will we say Detroit,
sure,
or is it Green Bay?
I mean, I think Green Bay is coming on.
The youngest team in the league last year made the playoffs and upset. Is it really an upset? But they upset, I guess. They upset the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card round.
They went on the road.
They went on the road.
It's a road playoff win.
I mean, I predicted they were going to win that game, but.
Oh, man, don't try to do that.
Some fan you are.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I just keep it real.
But then, you know, where does Minnesota fit in this
I think they're
situation?
Fourth. Are they fourth? They're fourth.
And look, quiet is kept. I know everyone's trying to figure out what they're going to do. Ryan Poles, general manager for the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus, everybody's kind of already putting Caleb Williams on the Chicago Bears. I've already done it.
Sure.
I said, sitting down with a young man at the combine, I said, my first time meeting Caleb. And I talked with him, and, you know, the first thing I wanted, I had to ask him was about, you know, why are you not doing the medical? Why are we not doing this? And he was like, because to be honest, there's only three teams that need to do a medical, right? You know, mm-hmm. Because he's the best player in this draft. Well, if Caleb Williams was eligible for the draft last year, he would have been the number one overall pick. I would have taken Caleb Williams over Bryce Young, over CJ Stroud. So why would it change now? Why would it change now? And I get it. There's this world where everyone is so all in on Justin Fields, and I just don't see it. I'm not saying that he's a bad person at all. But what I've seen in his football career so far, there's too much telling me no rather than what Caleb Williams is presenting me yes. Caleb Williams is what? He's the mystery box. And we all love the mystery box, right?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let me see the box. Come on. Because you can't – you don't want what happened in Carolina last year to happen to you in Chicago. Whereas Carolina was all in on Bryce Young, mm-hmm. and yet C.J. Stroud had a much better season. And now it's like, what is that about? So Caleb Williams, I can't allow him to go somewhere else and be the generational quarterback that a lot of people saw from him last year after winning a Heisman Trophy. He won a Heisman Trophy 2 years ago. And yet this year, did we expect him to be the same Caleb Williams? No, because every team is going to, you know, do different things, right? They're out to get Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams said it, like, teams are dropping eight guys in coverage. Like, eight guys. You tell me how many quarterbacks got to go against eight men in coverage, and yet his ability still found ways to put his team on his back. I'm saying I'm all in with him. I think the division has now changed. They made some great moves. And I honestly say this. We can't sleep on the Chicago Bears if they draft him. This could be what we think we saw last year with the Houston Texans. I can see the Bears doing the same thing and taking off in this division. Mm-hmm. Really believe that, man. It's a one player can come in. They're set. And I was just looking at their roster, and it's quiet as kept. I'm like, man, they lost Cody Whitehair, Eddie Jackson, Justin Jones, Darnell Mooney got traded over there. Yep. To Atlanta, and they lost. I don't know if it's going to consider a loss, but Nathan Peterman.
Peterman.
But
Peterman.
Let me tell you what they've added on a team that won seven games last year. And I wouldn't say they won seven because of their quarterback. They won seven because I think there's some really good coaching going on.
Defense is balling.
But you add DeAndre Swift, Kevin Byard, Ryan Bates. You mentioned Gerald Everett earlier. Safety Jonathan Owens from Green Bay. You bring in Coleman Sheldon, who was a starting center for the Rams last year. And now you bring in Keenan Allen at wide receiver to go with DJ Moore. So now you got Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett. You got some nice running backs now with DeAndre Swift leading the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, Montez Sweat plays defense too. Remember that deal they got mm-hmm. last year. Hey, man, don't sleep on the Chicago Bears in this division.
And bringing Jonathan Owens also brings the greatest gymnast of all time.
Correct.
His wife, Simone Biles, so she'll be there yeah. as well. So you take that into consideration.
And she doesn't have to have a connecting flight.
No, she'll fly
she
straight
said,
there.
I don't have to take a connecting flight.
That was so
I can
fun.
Fly right into O'Hare, right into Midway. She's
deep
all good.
Deep dish.
Oh, man. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show coming up next.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day, plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.